Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Nakisha Perez, Goroke, Victoria.
Working in a pub is interesting, but sometimes it's a bit too interesting. In Goroke, we have around 300 people or so. We have a servo, new supermarket, news agency, post office, community health centre, school, and a pub. My family and I moved here 5 or 6 years ago because Mum and Dad had become the new publicans at the Goroke Hotel. Mum works the bar and the books, and Dad's the cook. Through the pub, I've had the opportunity to see all walks of life and hear their stories. And through cooking, Dad's attempted to broaden Goroke's understanding of cuisine. Explaining to the locals what chorizo sausage tastes like, where prosciutto is from, and what Diane's sauce tastes like can often be difficult, but it's still a country pub. Patrons will often order whatever they want, despite the menu. One customer, who's also a friend, as people in a Thai community like Goroke are, came into the kitchen and said, "I don't really know what I want for tea tonight, but I really feel like beef stroganoff." And so he got beef stroganoff. On the kitchen door, there is a sign that reads, "Staff only." But people still walk in just to have a chat with Dad.
G'day, Cookie.
One customer even ate tea in the kitchen because he didn't want Dad to get lonely.
Oh, my.
Even though it was possibly one of the busiest nights of the year. Goroke really is like one big family, and almost every single Friday night, a large group of friends come in, order their tea, move the tables and chairs around to how they feel is best, and after they finish tea, they sit there for hours, just talking. One problem we do have is finding experienced employees. One night, we had run out of hamburger buns, so I went and told the worker at the time to make sure the customers knew before they ordered. This employee turned around and asked me, "What are hamburger buns used for?" But Goroke really is a lovely town, and I enjoy hearing their stories and being part of this community. In such a small, tight town like this, community is much like another word for a large, extended family.
Haywire.